Yashodanandana, Pralyanandana. Yamunatira Vanachari. Yamunatira Vanachari.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama,
just by mere moment of session of great saintly people, one's life can be perfected. So today we are very fortunate that today we have with us His Holiness Bhakti Dev Damodar Swami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna!
Maharaj is one of the senior disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, who is disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj is GBC of West Africa, and he preaches at different parts of the world, and every year he comes and spends a few months in India, and he uses causeless mercy to Calcutta also. Last year also I got a great opportunity to get his valuable assistant. So this year when he came, I was very inspired by his assistant. So I was thinking that all the students staying in voice, Jagannath Puri voice and Krishna Gatipur voice and other voice, can also get his valuable assistant. So I requested Maharaj. So Maharaj has kindly agreed. Maharaj is very humble, simple, unassuming, deep and very serious in Krishna consciousness. He is a very wonderful example to follow. Actually, we can, by seeing him in action, in practicing Krishna, use a lot of faith and a lot of personal inspiration to take Krishna consciousness very seriously. As Maharaj was saying in the morning, this Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religion, but is actually a universal science. Especially when we see Maharaj practice and also hear his class, that really gives great inspiration. So I am very grateful to Maharaj that Maharaj has come all the way, taking so much of trouble so that he can share with us the valuable nectar which is churning in his heart. Actually Maharaj, you are the first sannyasi who has come all the way, taken out so much trouble to give valuable assistance to all devotees. So we are very happy and very fortunate to have you. So let us welcome Maharaj by loudly chanting three times. Also we are very happy that with Maharaj, wonderful devotees have come with him. So we also welcome our devotees who have come with Maharaj by loudly chanting. Maharaj, these are the devotees who study in NIT Jamshedpur. There is National Institute of Technology, Jamshedpur. They all are chanting 16 rounds. They stay here. We have one more flat, extension of flat. So some of them stay here, some of them stay in other flat. But they all come here for morning program. And we stay together. So thank you.
Hare Krishna. Om Agena Chodhanasya 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 Chachurumitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Shri Jatana Anupishtam Tadavita Yena Bhutale Saravata Ravana Tadishwa Padantika Vandayam Shri Guru Shri Radhakama Shri Guru Vaishnava Chastra Shri Rupam Chasada Chata Sarsa Ganadrivanam Pitantam Sajiva Sarvetam Savadutam Parijana Savitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Paradam Sarvasa Namitam Shri Vishakamitam Shri Krishna Karma Sindhu Dhirna Mandhu Jagadvati Gopisharanupikakantarakantaramashtudhe Tartakanchanavarangishvayadevrindavaneshvari Vrishasavarasvatetevirramamihadivhe Manchakarupatarulishakakvasimulhevcha Patitanampavanibhyovaishnavibhyonamonama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaurabhata Vinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Gaurabhata Vinda Ki
Jai.
So we are very happy to be with Sarasya. It is the mercy of Acharya Radha Prabhu that we should come here. That's how we can see all of you and be with you for this evening and tomorrow. So, spiritual life is Krishna consciousness. Depends very much on association. Our progress in Krishna consciousness is determined by whom we associate with. Association is not just he would come together in one place. And the students of the college, they are coming together in one room. That is not what we meant by association. Association means that we come together and we are affecting each other deeply in Krishna consciousness. How do we affect each other deeply in Krishna consciousness? That is association. How much our coming together is helping each other to progress in Krishna consciousness? That is association. Not that we come together. There are so many groups and organizations in this world. Either political or all boys association, and family association, or football association, some clubs, lion clubs, of some places. But what are they discussing? How to increase our stay in the material world. That is Dushanga, bad association. Association means we come together to help each other become more Krishna conscious. So we should look at the quality of how we associate with each other. Do I help you in your Krishna consciousness? Or are you helping me in my Krishna consciousness by my relationship with you? This is what you should look at. In a community where people come together to help each other, that is a healthy community. And to have a healthy community, there are four things you should look into. You want to look at the community that people come together in a group. If you want that group to be healthy, potent, that community is going to motivate each other to achieve the goal of our coming together, there are four things to look into. One of them is that every one of us to see that my success depends on you. My success depends on you. And your success depends on me. Yes, my success depends on you. And your success depends on me. If I have a space in my life for you, do I have space for you? In your life, do you have some space for me? Do you understand what you mean by that? There are so many of us who are too busy that even though we sit together, we cannot communicate. Especially these days, we are becoming too personal. Instead of me coming from this room to that room to talk with you, I can chat with you in my room here. Right? What is that? Personalism. That's what you're learning in school. And you pay big money. School fees is free in India. You pay?
Yes,
to learn to become personal. I pay big money. To go to school. To learn how to become personal. I cannot talk with you directly, I have to chat with you. Right? It is too difficult for me to walk from here to that office. The same building. Just to chat with you, Prabhu, how is today? Have you chanted your rounds today? Was it sweet japa you made, or it was a painful japa? Do we ask ourselves like this? This is a relationship in practice. Association. That means when I'm dealing with you like it means that I have a space in my life for you. Therefore, I can sacrifice to look for your welfare. This community, this association, healthy association, I'm going to build that society, that community to be very strong. How do we relate with each other? Our relationship, is it cordial? Am I living for you, or you're living for me, or we are living together, but still there's a huge demarcation between us? These days, I've seen so many couples are living together, but not as husband and wife.
So many?
Married people. Uh-huh. They're living together, but not as husband and wife. They're living in the same building, the same apartment, but you're not my husband again, I'm not your wife again. They're living together. Is that human life? This is what we are learning in our universities today. Is it not? Is that relationship, that healthy relationship that is going to help each other become Krishna conscious? I've seen many, even devotees. I'm just coming from one country where I have to face all this. I went to visit a devotee. And he's living the same big palace. His wife is living there with the children. He is living there. But there are no more husband and wife. They are devotees. And each of them will take beat to chant Hare Krishna. You think they are chanting Hare Krishna? It is alphabet. Not the holy name. The holy name can never descend in such family, in such a tongue. Holy name is very far because there is no association, no healthy community building in that family. Therefore, there is no space for each other in their life. The wife has no space for the husband has no space for the wife, and they are devotees of Krishna. This is very wonderful. Wonderful activity of Maya. Wonderful. I say wonderful that both parties are not perceiving the danger of being separatist in a society where everyone has to live for each other. Krishna consciousness. So the Prabhupada established this society for Krishna consciousness. What did he say? That the scripture said that in Kali Yuga, every one of us were all Sudras. No Brahmanas. Therefore, I have established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that at least there should be a community for Brahmanas. I want to create Brahmanas. This is the intention of Srila Prabhupada. Creating the society for Krishna consciousness. I want to make Brahmanas, which is the head of the society. The head. Prabhupada wanted the head for the society, headless society. Our society, Kali Yuga society, means there's no head. Therefore, everyone is suffering. I didn't have money, I don't have money. You have education, you don't have education. You are wealthy, not wealthy. You are popular or not famous. The same miseries we are experiencing, the same miseries. everyone. Healthy community. It's a society where we are going to live peacefully. It means that your success is my success. I should celebrate your success. And you should celebrate my success. Not envy. His Holiness Padma Swami, he gave class, one of the lectures, and titled one of the lectures. The title was, "Don't feast on the apple of envy." We should not feast. It's very powerful, isn't it? Apple of envy. We shouldn't. We should celebrate success of each other. What is success? That I am helping you to make advancement in Christian consciousness, and that is my success. Therefore, in other words, it means that there is no selfishness in Christian consciousness. There is no selfishness. In Christian consciousness, there is no room for selfishness. No self-centeredness in Christian consciousness. There is no room. It is devoid of selfishness. That's Christian consciousness. There's no room for selfishness. This is a part of magnanimity. One who takes to Krishna consciousness is for a part of magnanimity. Be generous. Generosity does not mean we are distributing all clothes which I don't need again. That's not charity. Like all of you young boys sitting here, when you sacrifice your youth for Krishna, that is charity. Not when the body is old, you are 60 years, you want to take to Krishna consciousness. What are you going to do? Your body is already tired and full of anxiety from all the complicated life we have lived. What are you going to offer again? Right? In the years, the age is past. A child has to go to school at the age of 25 and spend 20 years with the guru, right? So we are 25. At the age of 25, we have been properly trained. Now you think of, should I marry or not to marry? And if you get married, then you spend 25 years again. How many years is that?
50.
Then if you are lucky to have a son as a first child, and if you are lucky, which is not so easy in Kali Yuga, in Kali Yuga, there's one man in my country, he says that life begins at 70. And he's a big politician, well known, famous. He says life begins at 70. What will you do at 70? Your teeth are already falling. Intelligence is weak. He cannot concentrate. He can't sleep well in the night due to insomnia. Your soul is breaking all through. What would you do again? He said, life begins at 70. That's frustration. That's frustration. We are distributing and celebrating frustration. No, Krishna consciousness is to celebrate bliss. Ananda. Not frustration. And to celebrate frustration, there is a formula. To celebrate success, bliss, this formula is that we should live for each other, not selfishness. That's the formula. Those who are struggling to be happy, they will never be happy. They will be frustrated because on the process of trying to be successful, you must step on someone's toe. Isn't that? That's what you mean by material success. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, he said, do not try to be a great devotee. Try to be a good devotee. Do you understand? Please, don't try to be a great devotee. Try to be a good devotee. A good devotee is not a great devotee. Is it? If you're a good devotee, are you not a great devotee?
Yes.
So what is he saying? What is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada saying? If you try to be a great devotee, that is false ego. And you must insult so many people. A great problem. But if you are humble, trying to be a good devotee, automatically you are a great devotee. And that you will never step on someone's toe. Success. So, community building means yes, success is my success. Yeah, failure is my failure. And in a community where everyone is living for each other, there is no failure. That is my Buddha. Prabhupada's mission of creating International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to create a community where people are living with each other, celebrating the success of each other. That is the proper intention. Are we ready to manifest it in our life? Are we ready?
Yes.
Manifest it for our life, in our life. Are we ready?
Haribol.
Give your youth to Krishna. Give your 70 years to Krishna. You'll be useless. Give your youth to Krishna, and that is charity. That will be appreciated. If someone gives an old clothes, he is tired with it, he doesn't like it again, he gives it to you. And someone buys a new fresh cloth and offers to you, which one is better? So, give your youth to Krishna. You won't miss anything. You will only be the gainer, not the loser. Let us give our youth to Krishna. And we should not regret it. Therefore, anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, giving our youth to Krishna, please, those of you who are leading us, encourage us not to feel disappointed. That is management, that's leadership. We should manage in such a way that we appreciate the sacrifice of devotees. We should appreciate the sacrifice of the devotees. Try to understand, Krishna consciousness is a voluntary activity. We are not paid. Therefore, we should be managed in such a way that we have security so we can give our best. Understand? We are responsible for that. A leader is different from a manager. They're not the same. A manager, he knows the ability of everyone. And he knows what he can take from all of you. But without your interest in his life. That is a manager. He knows how to use everyone and everything for his own gain. But he doesn't care for your own life. As a manager. He knows how to move things around. And make things happen. A manager may not have that ability. But the leader may not have your ability, but the leader has your interest in his mind. And in all of his life, he is looking for the success of your interest as a leader. Therefore, a leader, he leads from inside out. Like Ranti Dev Maharaj, according to Bhagavatam, He saw every one of his citizens to be his children as part and parcel of Krishna, and he engages everyone in Krishna consciousness, but he never failed that everyone had become one of Krishna. That is right. Are you finding Bhagavata? So community means that our success in Krishna consciousness depends on whom we are associating with. Please try to understand this one, it's very important. My success depends on you. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear this word, tumultuous kirtan. Do we hear that? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, tumultuous kirtan. Can one person perform tumultuous kirtan?
No.
One person can do that. For you to lead kirtan ecstatically, don't you depend on perfect mridanga, perfect karatlas, and perfect responses from all the audience? You don't require that. Can you alone have an ecstatic kirtan? Except you are Mahabharat. They say your mama, the Ahara Dasta Kroy can do that. But not conditioned so. Therefore, we should try to understand that my success in Krishna consciousness depends on you. That means that I should appreciate you. You are very important in my life. In Krishna consciousness, you are very important. I'm existing because you are existing. When we see each other with this attitude, with this consciousness, our success is guaranteed. This is community, a healthy community building. Is it clear? Huh?
Yes,
all of us have someone who is very dear to us. Someone I love so much. We all have.
Yeah.
All of us have a hero in our life. You not?
Yes.
We all have a hero. Someone whom you love so much. You depend on that person so much. Either a man or woman, it doesn't matter. But the point is that there is somebody in our life which we love so much. Please put up your cell phone. You understand? There is someone in our life. Someone. It doesn't matter either man or woman that we love so much, very dear to our hearts. Is it not?
Yes.
We have that person?
Yes.
The love we have in that person, let us distribute it to others. You understand? That quality of love we have for that person, we should try to extend it to others. Is it clear? That means that a devotee should not see the body. A devotee should not be a hero worshipper. We should be a guru worshipper, but not a hero worshipper. You shouldn't be a hero worshipper, hero, but you should be a guru worshipper. If I have love for guru, I love him, or someone else who is a hero in my life, let us try to share the same love we have for that person with others. This is magnanimity. This is supervision with love. Vision with love. Vision without love is material. It is sentimentalism. We should have vision with love.
And that is the quality of a leader. For example, if you excuse me, if you have a very powerful medicine but you don't know how to apply it, who will benefit from it? The medicine is very powerful, but you don't know how to apply it. Who will benefit? Your body will benefit from it. You can have it with you for eternity, but not body, not single person will benefit from it. What is the use of it? Useless. Therefore, let us transfer the love we have for the best person in our life to others. And we'll create a healthy community. That means it will be like Haridas Thakur, who has no enemy. Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj and Duryodhana, they were asked to make one experiment. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked to go and look for a sinful person. He went around the whole country, came by, he didn't find anyone who is sinful. Duryodhana was asked to look for a pious person, a saint. He went around the whole city, he came by, he didn't find a saintly person. We want to be Duryodhana or we want to be Yudhishthira Maharaj? You didn't see Maharaj has no. You didn't see a sinful person in his life. You didn't see anyone who is sinful. And you know that he never see any saint in his life. Which of them do we want to belong? Which camp? There are two groups here. Which camp do you want to belong?
You didn't see that.
Please, we should not just say it with our tongue. Let our life say it. Our characters will say it. Our character is going to show. Our character will tell who is Yudhishthira and who is Duryodhana. The character. In every relationship, as far as any organization has become two, any group which is not just one person, any group, anything which has become two, there must be discrimination. Is it not? Once you have two things, you have to compare. That means that in every group, in every organization, in every society, we must find someone who will do something that we don't like. Is it not? Either it is husband and wife, or student and teacher, or father or mother, or daughter or son, in any relationship, in any group, you must find someone, sometime, who will do something that you don't like, you are not happy with. Is it not? Then in English you call it what? Conflict. Is it not conflict? I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me. That is conflict. I say something you don't like, and you say something I don't like. That is conflict. When I see you, I don't feel happy. When you see me, you don't feel happy. That is conflict. In a healthy community, if you want a healthy community, every one of us will see whenever there is conflict between two people or three people or four people or a community, whenever and wherever there is conflict, if we want a healthy community, if I see you to be the one whose existence, my success depended upon, therefore, we should resolve the conflict. How do we resolve it? What is the best way to resolve a conflict? I should see that I am guilty in this case. First of all, I should see myself at fault. I contributed to this problem. And the moment I think like that I also contributed to this problem, that problem is 50% solved. And when the other party also think, oh, I'm sorry, I also contributed to this problem, the problem is 100% solved. In every conflict, the two parties are involved. I give you an example. I place this gallant here, right? Just my placing this gallant here. Someone could become offended. Why is he not wearing this gallant? I spent a lot of time making this gallant. So why is he not wearing this? He didn't appreciate how much I suffered. When I went to buy this flower to make this gallant, the vehicle almost knocked me down on the way. So this Swami didn't appreciate this gallant. And he just placed it here. You feel offended, right? Have I not contributed to that problem? I contributed. Right? Even though my intention of putting it not that I did not appreciate, not to offend the person, but conditioned souls, our minds are very funny. Our minds are very weak. And it can think of any funny thing at any moment. Therefore, I have contributed to it. So, it is false ego only that will make conflict to last. It is false ego, not bhakti. Only false ego. In every conflict that is not resolving, it is due to conflict. It is due to false ego. Nothing else. Not bhakti. Bhakti is 100% absent. Where is bhakti? Conflict is easily resolved. In Vrindavan, Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, he was sitting in deep meditation. And in this meditation, he logged onto all of Krishna's pastimes. Not the internet, he logged into Krishna's pastimes. When we log on to internet. Well, Rupa Goswami logged on to Krishna's days. He logged on to no bad not network. His network was complete, full, no interruption. As Rupa Goswami, when he log on to Krishna's Leela, at that time he saw Srimati Radhani was being decorated by his friends, by her friends. And Lord came there, while they were dressing her, Lord Krishna came. When Krishna came, he didn't come from the front, he came through the back. So Srimati Rani did not see him. But the gopis, they saw. And they wanted to laugh at, to announce the appearance of Krishna. Krishna told them. He was standing behind them. And they were dressing, the gopis were dressing Srimati Rani happily. They were enjoying. They were waiting to see what is Krishna going to perform here now. He said, we should keep quiet. What is he going to do after that? So that was their meditation. They were not thinking, celebrating that in their mind. Krishna was standing there. That is what Rupa Goswami was seeing. He was locked onto there. He was participating. You understand?
Yes.
Rupa Goswami was participating in that pastime. The decoration was going on wonderfully with bhakti. So while they finish the decoration, they want to do dirty greeting. Is it not? The dirty greeting, they gave the material in a mirror to see the beauty. And in that mirror, she saw that Krishna was standing. Ah, Krishna! And Rupa Goswami laughed, just like you're laughing. Yes. Rupa Goswami smiled at that time blissfully because he was enjoying the pastimes. That very moment, Rupa Goswami was smiling peacefully. Another devotee came. He was coming to ask Rupa Goswami some questions about Krishna. And this devotee had a crooked body. When he came, the very moment he came, it was the time Rupa Goswami was smiling, was laughing peacefully. The eyes were closed, were deep because he locked on there 100%. No bad network, he was fully connected. So this devotee saw Rupa Goswami laughing. He offered obeisance and left. He was offended. And Rupa Goswami meditation, the network cut off, became disconnected.
Light off.
That meditation broke. And then he opened his eyes and came back to external consciousness. Because he's a devotee, he does not need somebody to tell him what has happened. He knew I must have offended someone. That is why my meditation broke. So Rupa Goswami stood up. And he started looking for who must have come and became offended by him. So this devotee went to Sanatana Goswami and lodged a complaint. Dear Sanatana, my dear brother, just see my misfortune. I was going with enthusiasm to see Sri Rupa Goswami, so we can celebrate the pastimes of Krishna. When I got to Rupa Goswami, he laughed at my deformity. And that has disturbed my mind. Please, help me. Sanatana Goswami went deep into it and he saw what has happened. He saw, my dear brother, Rupa Goswami was not laughing at you. He narrated the pastimes of Rupa Goswami to him. This devotee immediately, he felt very sorry. He repented in his heart. Immediately he started going back to see Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami and this devotee, they met. What happened? Rupa thought I have offended this person. I contributed to the offense the devotee made. This devotee was thinking, I offended Rupa Goswami. I contributed to the problem, to the conflict. Both of them were thinking, I'm offender. What happened? They fell down at each other's obeisances. That was the end. Conflict resolved. Because they are devotees. No falsity. There is no falsehood. The conflict was resolved without holding GBC meeting. Because that is what he is, we don't have to waste other people's time from all over the world coming together to come and see one conditional soul problem breaking principle and denying it. Causing problems, creating hatred. Oh, you tell lie against me. Oh, you tell lie. Oh, you didn't support me. Oh, you tell lie. This is not devotee life. Devotees should not create problems for others. Devotees should not cause others anxiety. Devotees should give others pleasure. See, devotee. In a society of devotees, there's no conflict because there's no false ego between them. So in a community, in a healthy community, if you want to build a healthy community, we should always see that in every conflict we are all contributors. Therefore we should all contribute to solution. When we have this mentality, everything will go peacefully. For the benefit of everyone. We have it. Is it clear?
Yes.
How many items were discussed?
Three.
The last one. In a healthy community, every one of us will realize that, see, all the way from Africa, very far to be here. Now, as I'm sitting here now, if I leave my body, who is going to be responsible? If I leave my body here now, who is going to be responsible? Who is going to have the anxiety of taking the body here and there for cremation or whatever? Who? You? You here. Is it not?
Yes.
My parents will be here. Huh? It's all of you who are here. Is it not?
Yes. Ma'am.
That means that I should behave very cordial with you. Considering that when I leave my body, it is you who is going to care for it. And if I behave very badly with you, you'll be happy? You'll be happy to take care of the body? Be happy? Is there any guarantee that all of us here, is any guarantee that all of us here will not leave the body until all of us here leave the body? Eh?
No.
Is any guarantee?
No.
So we can leave the body anytime, is it not? And if it happens to me, who is going to be responsible? It is you that is here. Therefore, I should be careful with how I relate with all of you. Is it not clear?
Yes,
I should be careful. I have a practical experience of this in my own life, which I can tell you. I have a good brother well, very antagonistic towards me. Very antagonistic. Very antagonistic. There is nothing about me which he likes. Nothing. He wants to see me dead at any time. Even my greeting Hare Krishna is an offense to him. So terrible was this situation. But he has good friends who loves him, and he loves them so much. They are good friends. Some years ago, he became very sick. And the sickness was becoming a terminal disease. The first person that was called upon was me. Not his friends. Not his parent. Not even his wife, who is staying with him. The first person that was called was me. We have to be careful how we deal with each other, because you don't know what is going to happen. So be careful. He had to see anything about me. But the first person that came into at the best moment of his life, death, was the first person that came in this case. I was the first person to come to see the situation, and I was the first person. He is a householder. And he has money. But at that time, nobody remembered his money. I was the first person to bring out the money to do the necessary things. Send devotee to his family member to inform them of everything. And when the family member came and saw the situation, they went back to the village. Before they came back, he gave up the body. I was the first person to come and arrange for everything. To the end. Of the first person. Did he know that would happen? Did he know? Why the wife staying with him will not come? Why the best friend will not call? They were all there. Why they will not call? I was the first person that was called, and I was the first person to do everything to come and see, even before others came. I was the first person to be there and take care of everything. It's a particular thing in my life. I saw this. You should be careful how we relate with each other. Because the person whom you may mistreat today may be the person you are going to leave your body. What is tomorrow? Yes. And so all my god brothers, they were also very antagonistic towards each other. They were always calling. Always. And one day, one of them, his wife, was in labor midnight, and he doesn't know how to drive. The person who he always had quarrel with was a driver. So what to do? They are very antagonistic towards each other, always. But his wife was in labor. dead night, very dangerous. Not like India, you can travel anytime. My country is dangerous to travel in the night. So what do you do? There's no doctor in the temple to take care of the wife. And the hospital is 5 kilometers away. So what to do? Should leave the wife there? Eh?
No.
What will you do?
Humble.
You go to that?
No.
Yes. So the next morning, I was laughing at two of them. They were looking at me. I was laughing at them. So what happened? What did they couldn't talk. They couldn't talk. So I told the devotee, offer obeisance to him and beg him for forgiveness. And give up this animosity, because it is not bad. I've been telling you, you don't listen, that Krishna has taught you in a drastic way. You don't want to learn peacefully, you're forced to learn. Intelligent persons will learn peacefully. Less intelligent persons want to learn in a hard way. You know, have a kick by Maya. That is how we learn. We shouldn't be kicked by Maya before we learn. We should learn by hearing. So we should consider that anyone in our community today could be the very person we are going to live our life with at the time of death. Therefore, we should treat everyone as if our life depends on him. It's not just philosophy. These are practical things we have seen. So let me. So this devotee was sober, but at least for a while. Yes, you have seen this before his face. His wife will labor at midnight. He doesn't want to die. He has to go and call a person whom he has been fighting with every day. If that devotee said, I cannot, what would he do? What did he do?
He was sober.
Sober. It is possible he can say that. Oh, now you need me? All along you wanted to kill me. If I had died before this time, who will come and drive me to the hospital? Community. We should cultivate these principles. And then our relationship will be very sweet. What do we expect? Well, these four items we have discussed. In a society where you see all these things in full practice, in full demonstration, just envision that community. How will it be?
Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha. Do we want Vaikuntha?
Haribo.
Please let us work on it. We are giving these technologies. Please apply it in your life. Hare Krishna.
Questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Any questions?
Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna. So like the last time you were dealing with the healthy community, that one should be very careful, because one has to depend, you don't know who will be coming to our help at what time. You cannot know. Mm-hmm. So there is a reason. But like before that, in the first part of the lecture, you told that Krishna consciousness is like completely devoid of consciousness.
Yes.
Like here, this principle I don't understand. Like, because we have to live carefully so that he may be help to us anytime in future. Mm-hmm. But that principle is like contradicting you.
No.
it is not selfishness.
How do you go on a middle platform or a higher principle?
If I'm living my life carefully, considering that my success depends on you, that is not selfishness. That is not selfishness. That means that I value your existence. I should not exploit you. Because it could also be that I'm going to leave my body for you. So if I mistreat you, I will be happy to help you or take the anxiety of caring for my body as a burden. Even if you do it, you may do it with a grudge. Is it not? You can do it with grudge. Anyway, let me just do it because I'm here. So that other will not think that I am being evil with evil. It may not be with love. But if we have been living peacefully together, cordially, with all joy, I will jump to do the same with all enthusiasm. And that will help to expand our consciousness. So, it is very necessary. My treating you nicely so that you could be the person who will take care of my body, not selfishness. That is not just the reason. See, the reason is that I have love for you. So that is just the byproduct. That's a byproduct. It comes automatically with a situation where I have you in my mind and you have me in your mind. That power of love will generate other things that automatically I will care for you, you care for me, other things will take place. Otherwise, it is just mechanical. And we will be in a community without community. Understand? We will be in a community without a community. We will live together, but I don't like to see your face. There are many devotees that I don't tend to already see another devotee's face. I go to temple, worshiping the same temple, chanting Haribo together. But I don't like to see her face. Our charities, they give us some technologies. And one of these technologies is about apparat. There are so many subtle apparat. For example, seeing a devotee and you don't feel happy. Do I have to tell you I don't like you? Will I say it? It's there in my mind. I can show it by just walking past you. It's parama apparent. There are six. It's one of them. Not to feel happy upon seeing a devotee. Parama apparent. Not to offer obeisance to a devotee. Paramahabara. You see a devotee don't offer obeisance. Who is this person? let's say Parama Aparat. Parama Aparat. Although I have offered business to you, Bancha Kalpa Taru, Biasta, Akapa, Sumilavita, Pagitana, probably you, Vaishnava, and Munawa. But in my mind, I'm thinking, who is this useless person who just come here? Why has he come here? It's Parama Aparat. Right? Very subtle, is there in the mind? I may not speak it, but it is Parama Aparat. Why is it Parama? Why is it Parama? Why? There's so many other Parama, but why is it one is Parama? This one, you see, if I have wound on my face, you can see it, is it not? And it comes, oh, take some treatment. But if my heart is having this contamination, how will you see it to advise me? How will you see that you help me to give me some balm to heal it? How? So it is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. We discussed a basin this morning. This is one thing. Right?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you were telling that about Rupa Goswami that he loved and the devotee who saw, he paid obeisance and he felt offended. So Prabhuji, Maharaj, does feeling offended depend upon my doing something wrongly, my mistreating devotees, or someone feeling it wrongly?
Both.
Yes.
Both of them.
Offense, does it depend because I did something wrong, I mistreated devotee, or it depends because other devotee who observed me, he took it in the other way? Krishna is Sargrahi. If I am at some problem, then it can be corrected by experiences, by philosophy through Guru and things like that. But if someone else is feeling offended and I don't know that I have offended him, so I am at dangerous and I cannot even correct it.
Because he felt offended by how I behaved, because my attitude made him become offended, I'm responsible for that also. That is why his meditation broke. And because he's a devotee, he didn't stand to justify his deviation like the question. Yeah, I didn't know. I was just meditating upon Krishna. What is wrong with that? I didn't even know that he came here. But the point is that meditation broke. His meditation broke. He couldn't continue the meditation. He stopped. That means because the devotee felt offended, he was affected. What if he willfully committed the offense? How dangerous that would be. So we are responsible. One day I corrected a good brother. He was among the three devotees a good day recommended for sannyas. So one day I saw him in my presence. A god sitter played with him more than necessary. So when the Mataji left, I told him, I said, please, what I saw now, don't repeat this. It's not good. See, played with you, this plate did is more than what she should do. That means that there is something very subtle between two of you. Please, don't do this. I became offended and I suffered with it. Was it wrong for me to, what I did, was it wrong? Out of care, concern for him, I did this. Not forcing, I didn't shout in, you are rascal. I didn't do that. And I didn't do it in the presence of the Mataji. I allowed her to leave and I spoke to her intimately. I told him, please, don't do it like this. This is not good. He became offended. He didn't say anything to me. He pretended as if what I said was okay. He left me, but we were very angry. We were very angry with me. And I suffered for it. But we shouldn't be afraid for that. I suffered for that. I can also think that, well, if I see a brother or sister do something or mess up, I will keep quiet so I don't suffer again. Still, I will suffer more. Why? Because if we are not ready to sacrifice so that the potency of this movement could be maintained, we are not humble. We are ready to make the sacrifice. That suffering will give us purification. It is not karma. That suffering is spiritual, and we should be ready to take that pain to protect the movement. If we are not ready for that, it means we are lazy, we are hypocrite, we are selfish, and we are not humble. So Rupa Goswami, he didn't justify his situation because a devotee was humble. He knew that for this level of meditation to break, somebody will be offended by me. And he didn't wait there to see. He doesn't know. He didn't even see that somebody came. But he started going around to check if he can see the person. And because Krishna is the protector of his devotees, he was also sending to that devotee to come back. They met. Both of them embraced themselves. They fell down together, offering obeisances to each other. This one said, I'm very sorry. The other one said, I'm very sorry. He didn't say, no, I'm a senior devotee. Why don't you know the festival etiquette? Rupa Goswami didn't say like that. He didn't say that. He didn't claim superiority. He was humble. And that was the end of conflict. Resolved. Peacefully. Without the RGB council. RGB meeting. We're not meeting to celebrate Krishna's pastime, we're meeting to discuss some devotee deviation. Is it not? Yes.
Maharaj, I have one question that that because of false ego, sometimes quarrel and conflict happened between the devotees. So we are doing some minya services to curb that false ego. But suppose I am cleaning some place, that is minya service. But the place clean so nicely that my false ego develop more. That I see this place, I clean so nicely. So how to curb that?
Keep doing it. Keep doing that regularly. And then pray to Krishna, please help me. So I can be a nice devotee. I can do service with devotion, not mechanical, not for sick. I can serve you nicely. When we pray to Krishna, realizing that is a sign that Krishna loves you. That he allows the ego to come so you can pray to him and he will feel okay. This my devotee is serious. Let me help you. So he will get you out of that problem. So you pray and continue to do it. Krishna will be kind to you. Yes.
Maharaj, if we have, because of some incident in past time, we have the grudge inside our heart for some devotee, and in spite of knowing the fact that this grudge is not going to help either me or that devotee, but still we are unable to forget. Maybe we are forgiven because we know that forgive will please Krishna, forgiveness will please Krishna, but we are not able to forget that incident. So, and because of that, it's very difficult to again maintain the same cordial relationship that we have had. And sometimes, because of, even though we don't want to be envious, but still envy arouses in heart. We don't feel happy out of somebody else's success. And even though we may say that yes, he has succeeded very nice, but at heart we are not happy somehow.
Grudge is very dangerous. If you keep grudge, we won't make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Because grudge is like cooking very nice with rice and you add sand inside. Will you enjoy it? That is grudge. So nasty that you can enjoy the devotion that we are making. So we should not keep grudge. It's a big contamination. And because we have offended many people, right? In our life we have offended so many people. We want them to forgive us. Is it not true? So also we should forgive. As I want others to forgive me, I should also forgive others. Otherwise, how will I be forgiven? It cannot work like that. When I forgive, then I can also be forgiven. Grudge is like you're holding fire. Right? You feel peaceful holding fire? Mm-hmm. So holding grudge means you cannot be peaceful. Then how can you chant Hare Krishna? How can you do devotional service nicely? If the heat is burning, that is grudge. Means that we don't appreciate what Krishna is doing for us. Taking offense means false ego. Pure devotees cannot take offense because they have no false ego. False ego means that we are identifying with the body. I'm the body. That's a false ego. I'm the body. Therefore, anything which interrupts anything that will give pleasure to my senses, I will react to it. That's false ego. But we're different from the body. So those who are not on the bodily platform cannot be offended. That's why one is very humble. He cannot offend a humble person, nor can he offend anyone. It's a problem with that. Nobody can offend him, and he cannot offend anyone. So, if someone does something we don't like Osho, how will they address it? In the community, we want the whole healthy community, how will they address it? Say, Prabhu, I didn't feel fine with what you said to me yesterday. I didn't feel fine with it. I'm not comfortable with it. The person may not have done it intentionally. Oh, I'm very sorry. I didn't know you felt like that. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me for this. And that's it. It's finished. He's free, you're free. If I hold you on the ground, where is myself?
Ground.
Is not? If I want to be free, what should I do? She'll miss you. I also have missed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not? See, if you want to be Krishna conscious, be free with everybody. You'll be free.
Maharaj, if we see that in community of devotees, especially, there are devotees who have strong grudges against each other. It creates a lot of problems for themselves and others. And not ready to humble or, you know, resolve the grudges. What should we do? If we are equal to them or subordinate to them or senior to them in all different cases, what should be?
If we are senior to them, we should call them together and address it. Both of them should see the danger of holding grudge because it is a contaminated environment. And it will create confusion for everyone. So if I care for you, then I should not create confusion. Every one of us should contribute to make the society a healthy community. It requires all our contribution. It requires our input. So we should address it and let them know the implication, the danger of holding grudges. If they don't want to accept that, Krishna will arrange to chastise both of them. Because this is Krishna's community. Krishna will arrange to remove their contamination. It's a big contamination. Be addressed. Well, if you're equal with them, the same thing should do with them as friends. Say, my dear friends, there is no need for this. This is a brother, this is a brother. We are struggling to go to the same place because I love her, is it not? I cannot go there. And you cannot go there. Because there is no perfection in the kingdom of God. See, if we want to go there, we should be able to give up all contamination. Otherwise, we can't go there. So, grudge means that I am not ready to go there yet. Let me stay here and exhibit my false ego. So, stay in one corner. Not in this environment. If you are a junior, we should not participate, we should not contribute to it. And we shouldn't make it our problem. We should keep ourselves away from the contamination. Because we are all going to give account of what we do, not what others did.
Yeah.
All of us are going to give account of what we do, not what others did. I I realize I'm going to tell what I did, not what to do. If I become absorbed in someone's contamination, then I'm part of that. At the end, Yamada will tell us, all of you are together, so this is a group for you. I say, no, I want to, no, you can't go there because this is what you participated, so you should be here. We want to waste our time like that. We should think positively and live healthy in Krishna consciousness. That will help everyone become Krishna conscious. That will be our benefit.
Thank you for your amazing answer. Maharaj, when I told about this Bharama Prat, that when we see a devotee, and by seeing the devotee, we don't feel happy. Now, in this regard, like when a devotee sees other devotees, now this devotee may be in some circumstances, in some situation, his background will be different. And although he is pretending and that he is feeling happy, but then that happiness is not naturally coming and he is like becoming a duplicious character. So what should we do in such cases? Whether we should be a pretender or we should...
No, we shouldn't pretend. We should not pretend. Pretension is not good. If something is not correct, we should address it openly. We shouldn't hide it. Because sometimes we may pretend to behave as if we are tolerant. That's a non-tolerance. Because one day we explode. I can't take it anymore. I want to let you know that it's too much of you. I'm not a fool. I've been tolerating you all this while. I've been pretending since, not that you're tolerant. No, one who is tolerant cannot hold grudge. And he cannot feel inconvenient in doing that. He feels joyful doing it. So if there is something which is not proper, we should address it. The point is that we should not correct someone with envy. If you correct someone with envy, to react. The person will argue, will deny and make offense. We should correct people with love, with the intention to help. If brother is having a problem, let us help. Speak gently, what our faults go. If our intention is to help, if love is there, it will work. Look at Srila Prabhupada, he called people rascal. And not only can they accept it. Why? Because love. Compassion. He is genuinely doing that. That's the way he can do it. He wants to use a sharp word to address it. He's a doctor. He knows his duty. But with love. The heart is full of love and compassion. And that acted properly for them. If I call someone a rascal, then the person will defend me. Why? Because it's possible. And we are reacting. So we shouldn't correct someone with falsehood. So correct with love. It will act properly. Even if people see that our leader loves us and wants to correct us with love and helping us, dealing with us, even if there's some mistake, they won't consider it. They will take it as love. So we should not pretend to feel that everything is good when it is not. No, we should address it. And let it come out.
Maharaj, you are telling that we should not tolerate those situations which may lead to a big explosion in future. So if we will not keep on tolerating, then how our tolerance will increase? What is tolerance actually?
Tolerance means I am ready to accept anything done to me as my karma and progress with it. That is tolerance. Accepting foolishness as tolerance is not correct. For example, if someone passed water here and I turned my face away, I'm tolerating. One day I said, my friend, we have been doing this every day. When are you going to stop this nonsense? That is not tolerance. That means that we are naive, we are insensitive, and we are keeping grudge with false ego. Look how useless this person is. I'm a great person. I don't do that. That's false ego. It's not tolerance. Means that we hate the person, we cannot tell the person. Tolerance means that something is wrong, we address it with love. And I'm ready to accept any consequence that comes from addressing it for the benefit of everyone. Tolerance. We should not tolerate deviation. We shouldn't accommodate deviation. That is not tolerance. You see, a brother is smoking. He said, oh, I don't want to offend you. You hate the person. Not that you don't want to offend the person, you hate the person. Or you are also doing the same thing, so you don't want to talk about it because tomorrow when he sees you doing your own, he should not talk also. Not tolerance. See, I'm doing this. Tomorrow, what do you do? I want to talk. Don't talk for my mom. So, we are helping each other to remain in ignorance. That's not tolerance. Tolerance, someone insulting me, I should accept it. That is tolerance. Cheerfully. It's tolerance.
So Maharaj, if someone corrects us and we don't feel good.
To feel good because it is for our good. Someone who corrects us loves us. If I hate you, if I see you do something, if I hate you, what is my business with that? Do it so that I can die on time. And get out of my way. But if I love you, if you do something, I say, Prabhu, this is not good. Do like that. You see, if everyone does that in this community, how would this environment be? Don't do this. It is not. So someone who corrects us is not that he hates us. Someone who corrects us means that the person loves us. So we should appreciate that.
But we may feel like that, man.
We shouldn't, because that is wrong. That means we are selfish, we are not appreciative. We are not ready to accept the mercy. We are denying Krishna's mercy.
So how to increase that tolerance? How to increase that tolerance?
To constantly accept all inconveniences, lovingly. Right? Should accept. All inconveniences, you should accept them lovingly. Because it will help us to progress in Krishna consciousness. No time to close. It's coming.
and take break.
One
and
last question. One last question. Anyone else?
Okay, yes.
Maharaj, I may feel bad because I have anarthas. So it will be counted as offense?
Yes. Anartha. What is anartha? What is the meaning of anartha?
I mean,
what is it? Anartha, what does it mean?
It means that because I'm attached
things,
to...
Unnecessary things, bad things, anartha. But not unnecessary.
Because
we
I have...
need it. So do we want to maintain that unnecessary thing with us? We shouldn't keep it. It's not a wonderful property we should keep. Dead? Garbage, we should throw them away. Yeah? And become a gentleman. Gentleman is free from anarthas. Free. Anarthas, they will block us from reality. So let us keep them away. A gentle person would not like to associate with debt. Or dirty things, he keep it away. Right? Anartha means dirty things. Unwanted, unnecessary things. We are associating with. They are necessary. So we should give them up. And we can be happy. Because at that time, good things will come.
Maharaj, in the case when I have the wretched nervous system and I feel bad for small things, so why should the devotee suffer for that? I take small things, I take to my mind because of my wretched nervous system and because of my attachment to anarthas. So why should devotee unnecessarily suffer for that?
Because you are distributing cancer. You are distributing cancer in the environment, so everybody will feel it. So don't distribute disease. Should distribute love, should distribute peace, should distribute serenity, should distribute joy. That's what we should distribute. Should not distribute anarthas. It's unnecessary. No one likes garbages. Only crazy people will keep garbages. We shouldn't keep them because they are very contaminated. Thank you very much. Sula Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thai Gaur Prema
Hari Hari
All glorious assemble.
Hare Krishna. His Holiness Bhakti Damodar Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki
jai.
Thank you.